Then Mallow looked up at his audience, stumbled at his first word, and stopped. There was the keen stirring of excitement in his chest, and the base of his stomach went tingly and cold. The Commodore's own bodyguard, in the confusion, had struggled to the front line, and Mallow, for the first time, was near enough to see their unfamiliar hand weapons in detail. They were atomic. There was no mistaking it. An explosive projectile weapon with a barrel like that was impossible. But that wasn't the big point. That wasn't the point at all. The butts of those weapons had, deeply etched upon them, in worn gold plating, the spaceship and sun. The same spaceship and sun that was stamped on every one of the great volumes of the original encyclopedia that the Foundation had begun and not yet finished. The same spaceship and sun that had blazoned the banner of the Galactic Empire through millennia. Mallow talked through and around his thoughts. Test that pipe. It's one piece. Not perfect. Naturally, the joining shouldn't be done by hand. There was no need of further legerdemain. It had gone over. Mallow was through. He had what he wanted. There was only one thing in his mind. The golden globe with its conventionalized rays and the oblique cigar shape that was a space vessel. The spaceship and sun of the Empire. The Empire. The words drilled. A century and a half had passed, but there was still the Empire, somewhere deeper in the galaxy. And it was emerging again, out into the periphery. Mallow smiled.